during the 4 years that I lived in the dorms, 1 year in Witte and 3 years in Sellery, this was the period of maximum demonstration on campus against the Vietnam War. I came here in September 67. A month later, in October 67, was the demonstration against the Dow Chemical interviews in the old Commerce School behind Bascom Hall. And I remember quite vividly being aware of something going on there. During my 3 years as a house fellow, there were various demonstrations on campus. And sometimes from our dorm windows in Sellery, we could see demonstrations outside. We could see kids marching down Johnson Street. We could see police cars. We could see police chasing students, etc. I recall one or two of my students being tear gassed or maybe even slightly injured during the demonstrations. I also recall one night a student on my floor coming up with a friend of his who said the police were looking for him and could I hide him. And I wasn't quite sure what to do, so the student said, why don't we hide him in the luggage hall, in the luggage room, in the stairwell at the end of the wing. So we did that. We hid the student. I mean, the police never came up. I seem to recall on at least one occasion, Sellery Hall was surrounded by police. No one was allowed to go in, and no one was allowed to go out. And I'm guessing that the police strategy was, if we can at least stabilize and keep you know, the 1,000 students in the dorm, that'll keep them from going out in the street and getting involved. And students couldn't go out. I mean, actually, if you think about it, it was probably a smart strategy on the part of the police, because you have these, you know, each dorm held over 1,000 students. There's 3,000 students just in the Southeast dorms. If they can at least keep those 3,000 students from getting out onto the street, I mean, not that all of them would have gone out in the street, but, you know, you have kids who just wanted to be onlookers. Mm-hmm. So it was probably a smart strategy. Right. From the ninth floor window in my room, I could actually, I could hear and see and smell tear gas grenades being thrown. It was a pretty scary period at times. I mean, this was, you know, you knew that you could hear the sounds of glass being broken, you could hear yelling, you could hear sirens, you see fire engines. I mean, kids would light fires on campus, so it was a pretty distressing time.